Just in case listeners think we have forgotten about a most important aspect of going to sea, and that's the weather. I've kept this item to the end just to demonstrate that sometimes the weather we get now maybe isn't as bad as the following item taken from the Freeman's Journal and Daily Commercial Advertiser, Dublin, Ireland, of Saturday, June the 14th, 1851. And it says on the weather, "On Sunday morning, we were visited by a violent storm, which continued with little intermission, to rage furiously throughout the entire day. It has in several places injured the fruit trees very much, also early wheat and potatoes. The crops, though generally late, appear to be healthy, with the exception of the early flax, which has been retarded in its early growth by the frequent hail showers which have been falling lately almost every day." There was a bit added in the Derry Standard of the same week. "With regard to the storm on Sunday, a correspondent informs us that several of the small houses along the seacoast from Shrewhead to Malinhead and the Barney of Inishowen were blown down. We also understand that on the dry sand land of McGilligan, not a few of the early potatoes and exposed places were blown out of their roots. Indeed, we believe the oldest living man has no recollection of such a storm in the month of June." We included that item to go along with the following striking poem, written by a famous son of Greencastle, as mentioned earlier, Dan O'Sullivan, which encapsulates the major changes that have taken place at sea in recent years, and to mourn the loss of lightkeepers, whose experience, coupled with the fact that all lighthouses around the Irish coastline are in line of sight with each other, meant the loss of an invaluable source of safety for those at sea and security to the Irish nation.